B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, you hit us up on that line, you leave us a message, and your message is really compelling, overwhelming, exciting, or even boring and silly. You know, we may consider it for play on the big show. So let's see what we have today.
Last night was the best game Ben Simmons played in his career so far. I know it's only been a season and a half, but he was dominant to me from one end of that game to the other. Played aggressively. He wasn't afraid to go to the hoop. I'd still like to see him shoot a few more jump shots, but he was ready for the big stage, playing in a tough place to play. The best team in the NBA the last 5 or 6 years, and he went out there and showed everybody why he's an all-star.
I've got nothing to add to that. That was well said. Bang. Next.
Last night was absolutely awesome, but I didn't need last night to make me a fan of Ben Simmons. I was a fan of Ben Simmons from day one. My favorite Sixer of all time is Charles Barkley, and like Charles, he's a guy who can do things at his size that you just don't see.
Well, it's even more because he's 6'10". Like, Charles is 6'5". You know? So that means, like, the bounce of the ball has to come up a little higher. What control of the ball you have to have when you're 6'10"?
Mike. Guess what day it is. Mike. Guess what day it is. It's the day after that the 76ers beat the Golden State Warriors. Mike, if this doesn't tell you that this team is a good team, I don't know what the hell else will.
Listen, I hear you. They took me up a level last night, I will say that, and I'm a hard sell.
Ben Simmons go to the rack and dump it behind his back, and you saw Butler take that, that jump shot. Do you see what this team could be? Did you see that, bro? Ben Simmons just drove hard. He's going to command a double team. What's he do? He dumps it behind his back to the man who can take a jump shot. Jimmy Butler. Steps back, pounces, boom, and one.
Little medium range jumper, boom, with a little behind the back.
Draymond's a great defender. Uh-huh. He had no idea what was happening. He fouled him by accident because he was so shocked that Ben threw the pass.
Let's stop all the doubt about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons controls the narrative in every game. He controls that game with his athleticism, the way he defended, and the way he makes decisions on the basketball court.
You know what's really great about this? We're going to get all the calls to go. I told you from day one that Ben that Ben Simmons was all that, and y'all didn't believe me.
Thrilled about a Sixers win out in California, but I think we need to temper our joy a little bit. It is February, and they are very comfortable out there, and they are definitely a team that can turn it off and on. So a February win against Golden State is not quite as impressive as, say, one in May or June.
Well, of course, because you're talking about that, playoff time. But still, that was impressive. In that building, that heat coming down on you in that building, the way they play there, they're on a winning streak, they're the best team in the league. Don't discount it.
You're overreacting. It was one game. Everyone plays their best against Golden State. Everyone plays their best against Toronto. It's just one game. Yes, Mike Muscala came out with a couple big blocks, a couple of threes. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the East.
No, you're incorrect. Everybody doesn't play their best game because Golden State wins all the time. So, apparently they're not playing their best game, right? The Sixers played their best game and beat them.
What are you talking about? Shamet doesn't play any defense. Did you or did you not see the play where he got back on defense, pinned one of the Golden State Warriors shot, and then turned around and came down the court and made a three, which turned out being a 4-point play.
Yeah, dude, it's one play. That defined. See, this is the thing I hate about people. If you use your eyeballs and you study a player for longer than one play, you'll come up with a better conclusion than just reacting to one play. But that's all right.
Michael, do we still want to sign Jimmy Butler to a max deal? He hit a couple of game-winning shots. All in all, I don't think we need him. He scored 7 points last night. He has a bad attitude. Please do not sign Jimmy Butler. In fact, let's go ahead and deal him now.
No, you're wrong, man. You're absolutely wrong. You need a guy like Jimmy Butler.
You said that you were aggravated that Jimmy Butler wasn't contributing like you thought he should be in a big game like that. He realized early that his shot wasn't dropping. Now, would you rather have him force an up shot, or would you rather have him get more involved in a two-man game?
Stop, bro. Stop. Great players know that their next shot's going in. Okay? Doesn't matter what they're shooting at that point. Great players make the next shot.
Draymond Green, you cannot stop Simmons. Cousins, you cannot stop Embiid. Iguodala, you can't stop anyone. Good luck with that in June in a best of seven with us.
Dave from Center City. He's already got him as a champion.
He jumped right from the Eagles right into the Sixers winning the whole thing.
Flawless.
The Patriots are the cheatingest team in the history of pro sports. The first time they got caught for filming other teams' walkthroughs. The second time, Deflategate, they tampered with footballs. The third time, Edelman was suspended 4 games for using steroids. If you admire a team that lie, cheat, and break all the rules to win, I have a serious problem with how you view sports.
Come on, man, get over this nonsense. Excellence is excellence. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.